Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As the uncertainty in healthcare continues across our state and the nation, one term we are hearing more of lately is high-risk pool. What exactly is that? And if it comes to South Carolina, how will it affect us? Lynn Bailey is our resident healthcare expert, a practicing healthcare economist in Columbia, South Carolina. She's back in our studio. Lynn, welcome.
You really do need to introduce me as the dismal scientist.
We like to stay upbeat here.
I know.
So tell us, what is a high-risk pool?
Well, the high-risk pool and why it's come to our attention is that 2 weeks ago, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the American Health Care Bill, which is the repeal-replace. They're proposing to allow states to move away from the essential benefits package and also to reduce premiums because the major driver of high premiums in the affordable care marketplace is that we have sick people in this pool. One of the conservative approaches to handling this is to corral all those sick people with pre-existing conditions into a high-risk pool.
Isn't that the way it was before?
Yes. But this will then theoretically allow folks without a pre-existing condition or who have had continuous coverage, have never had a break in coverage, to continue to purchase insurance in the regular individual market, and that should lower their premiums. These high-risk pools would be a waiver granted to individual states to manage the care of our sickest people.
And so if we had high-risk pools before Obamacare, how did they work then compared to what they're proposing for the future?
We had a high-risk pool in South Carolina for about 20 years before the Affordable Care Act, managed by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The money was allocated to cover that among the top 5 or 10 insurance companies that were selling in the individual private insurance market. Premiums were allowed to be up to, I believe it was 3 times what the average premium in your age group was.
Sounds like high risk, high pay.
High risk, high pay. It also could come with some periods of exclusion. This was why lots of people did not have health insurance, Michael, because first of all, you couldn't get family coverage for this. It was individual coverage.
And so is it basically being proposed that it's the same exact high-risk pool again coming to each state?
Well, we don't know. The model that they are in love with at the moment is a model coming out of the state of Maine. Small state, a rural state, and so we're not talking about a large pool. Financing health care using a risk-based insurance model is not a model that has worked well for us in the United States. It is the primary reason that in the United States, on average, healthcare costs twice as much as it does anywhere else in the world because we're paying for a bunch of middlemen in all of this. We've chopped it into silos. So it's not a great model for financing healthcare. Putting it into a high-risk pool in some states with what I call the Goldilocks, there are not too many sick people, and they're not really, really sick, and they have a funding mechanism that is really, it may work. It did not work in South Carolina.
So the Maine model now may work in South Carolina?
I don't know. No one knows. What we know for sure is that $8 billion is not enough to cover people, particularly people over the age of 50 with pre-existing conditions. That's just simply not enough money. Now, if we want to talk about appropriating additional money, we may be able to make high-risk pools work.
Well, Lynn, we look forward to your next update. Thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
Glad to, Mike.
Lynn Bailey is a healthcare economist in Columbia. We will have a link to her Twitter page so you can follow her, posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.